Tonight's daf is daf chaf hey. So let's take it from the bottom of chaf dal amir bey is the new mission. The mission tells us that ein korin velo cholzin. Remember, cholzin is exposing the shoulder. The ein mivarin, which is referring to the sudas havra, ela krovav shemes. The only ones who do the kriya and the chalitza and the mivarin are the relatives of the mace. And when you do the Suda Tavra, it only takes place on a Mita Zakufa that was turned over. And on that, Rashi says, Al Mita Zakufa, Yoshin HaMenachmim. So when you turn up the bed, they would sit, the Menachmim would sit on the bed, they would sit down there on the bed, and I guess they would feed the Velim, the Suda Tavra. So the Gemara says now on the top of Chafei, Vafilu Chacham. Is this even true that even a chacham, only relatives are going to mourn for the chacham? V'hatanya, chacham shemeis ha-kol krovav. Everyone is a relative to a chacham. Gemara asks, what do you mean ha-kol krovav? Tzalkadaitach, everyone's a relative? Not true. Hela ha-kol kikrovav. Everyone is like relatives when a chacham dies, which means that ha-kol korin alav, ha-kol chotzin alav, ha-kol mevarin alav. Berachava. So we see, even though the Mishnah says only relatives perform of nihugei avelis, but the Braisa says when it comes to a chacham, everyone does avelis, not just the relatives. And so the Gemara answers, lo tshicha delav chachamum. The Mishnah is referring to a situation where a stam ama aretz died, not when a chacham died. When most other people die, only the relatives are the one who are keeping avelis. So the Gemara says, what about the adam kasher? If adam kasher dies, so then, which is not a chacham, but just a person with a tremendous midos, chiyuva mechayv lemikre. If a adam kasher dies, so then there's an obligation for everyone to tear kriya. No chalitza, no suda savra, but everyone has to tear kriya for an adam kasher. The Tanya, the Braisa tells us, v'pnei ma banav uvenosav shel adam mesim kishen ketanim. Why do children die when they're young sometimes? Kedei shivke v'isabal adam kasher. So it's a very strange line. The Gemara is going to quickly fix this, but what it literally means is a person's young children die early so that this father should cry later on for an adam kasher. This doesn't make any sense, of course. Gemara says, Visabel adam kasher, Yivka Visabel, Arvuna kashakamine. They're taking a collateral from him, they're taking his little kids away, and now you have to go ahead, when adam kasher dies, go cry for him. So that's obviously not what the Braisa means. Ella, Mipnei shelabacha v'isabel al adam kasher, because a person who did not cry when adam kasher died, that's the reason why his children ban katanim die early. It's a punishment for him, because shekol abocha v'isabel al adam kasher mochlin lo al kavanosav b'shvil kavod she'asalo. When a person cries properly and mourns properly when a adam kasher dies, he is a zocha to a full mechila, and therefore we see that everyone should do some form of avelis for an adam kasher, not only the relatives. So the Gemara says our mission on the bottom of Chaf Dalet Amud Beis is talking about the lav adam kasher. It's not a chacham, it's not adam kasher, it's just a regular person dies, a regular relative. Gemara says further, idakai hasam b'shas yitzias neshama chiyuva michayef. If a person is present when a person loses last breath, and mamish when he dies, the yitzias neshama, he has to tear kriya there as well. The Tanya, the Braisa, tells us that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer ha'omed al ha'meis b'shas yitzias neshama. A person is present when a person dies, so then he's chayv l'kroa. The person has to tear kriya for seeing the yitzias neshama. L'maze doma, what's this similar to? It's similar to l'sefer Torah she'nisraf she'chayv l'kroa. It's similar to if a person observes the sefer Torah burning, there's an obligation to tear kriya. That's the same thing. When a person dies, one has to tear kriya. So the Gemara says, Dilokai Hasam b'shas yitzias neshama. Our Mishnah is talking about a case when he's not standing there during shas yitzir. Our Mishnah is just a regular person dies, not a chacham, not adam kasher, not yitzias neshama, just a regular person dies. So then only the relatives have to keep avelis. So,
if you're there,
if one is present, you have to tear kriya, yeah.
So let's say it is a relative, and it's the tear kriya twice?
I believe so. I believe you tear once, the shas yitzias neshama, and then again at the levaya. I believe so. Gemara then says, Kinach nafshe de Rav Huna. When Rav Huna passed away, Savar la suva sefer Torah apurye. They wanted to place a sefer Torah on his the aron that he was on to show respect that this person had kept the Torah, kept the entire sefer Torah, knew the entire sefer Torah.
Can you skip? Yeah.
Okay, Kinach nafshe de Rav Safra. Ah, thank you. Kinach nafshe de Rav Safra. When Rav Safra died, Lokara banula, the Tamidim didn't, not Tamidim of his, but Rabbanim didn't tear kriya. So Amri, they said, Lo gamrina minay, why would we take kriya? We didn't learn from Rav Safra. So Amalu Abai, Abai says to them, but Mitanya Harav Shemes, Chacham Shemes Tanya. It doesn't say that your rabbi dies, you take kriya. When a Chacham, and certainly Rav Safra was a Chacham, that everyone is a Kikrovav. Moreover, Kol Yoma Shmaitse Bepumim Bebeis Majasha. So every single day, we're quoting Rav Safra in the Beis Medrash. So even though you didn't learn directly from his mouth, you're certainly learning his halachas. So Savar Mara, Savar Madha Hava Hava, they thought, okay, whatever happened, happened. We missed the opportunity. We missed the boat. Amar Lahu, Abai, Abai says, wait a second, you didn't miss it. It's not too late yet. Because Tanina, the Mishnah, tells us that Chacham Kolzman Sha'oskin Behesped Chayiv Lekroa. A Chacham, and oftentimes for a big time Chacham, I remember when Rav Yashiv was Nifter, their Hespedim going on for weeks and months, and as long as Hespedim are still continuing, so one has to tear Kriya during the times of Hesped. So then they said, okay, so since we're still being Masped in the process of being Masped Rav Safra, so Safra Lemikri Lalte, they wanted to tear Kriya immediately. Amalu Abai, Abai says, hold on a second. Tani, the Braisa further says, Chacham Kvode Vespedo. The best time to tear kriya for Chacham is during the Hesped. Even though they were during the period of times and weeks when they were doing Hesped, then it wasn't during an actual eulogy at that moment. Wait till they're doing a Hesped for the Rav, for Rav Safra, and then tear kriya during that Hesped. Mar now says, Kinoch Nafshi, the Rav Huna, and Rav Huna died, Savar Lo Sivit Sefer Torah Bapurye. They wanted to place a Sefer Torah on his Aron. Amalur Rav Chisda said to them, Milsa de Bechaye lo Svirle, something that in his lifetime he didn't hold of. So, Hashtalekim Lavile, you're going to have him do it when he's dead? What does he mean? Dama Rav Tachlifa, Ana Chazise le Rav Huna, I once observed Rav Huna to buy Lemes of Apuri. He wanted to sit on a bed, on a bench, Vahava Manach Sefer Torah Le, and there was a Sefer Torah on that bed. So, what'd he do? Kaf Kada Ara, he took a kaf, a jug, and turned it upside down on the floor, a'ara. V'osiv, kad is a jug, I mean. V'osiv sefer Torah elave. They placed a sefer Torah on this jug, and then he sat in the bed. So we see from this observation that Alma, kasavar asa le'shev agabe mita she'sefer Torah munach aleha. He would refuse to sit on the same bed as a sefer Torah. So too, how could you place a sefer Torah on the same mita that he is currently on, even though he's dead? So that's what happened. So they didn't put the Sefer Torah on the Aron of Rav Huna. So Lahava Nafik Puriya Mibave. Now they had a hard time getting the coffin out of the doorway of the house. So Savra Lishal Shulei Derech Agagin. They wanted to take it through the roof and lower it somehow from the roof. But Amalu Rav Chisda, Chisda said, hold on a second. Hagimir Namine, I have a Mesorah from Rav Huna himself, that Chacham Kvodo Derech Pesach. The best way to show honor to a Chacham is to have him go through the front entrance. But they were stuck. What are they going to do? So Savra Lashnuya Mipuri Lepuri. They said, let's move him to a smaller bed that's going to be able to fit through the narrow entrance or exit. So Amar Le Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, no, I've got another Misara. Hachi Gemir Nomine. I learned from Rav Huna himself, Chacham Kvodu Bemita Rishona. The first bed you place a Chacham on, it's the best kavod to keep him on that same bed. So don't transfer beds. So now they're stuck. They have one in the same bed. They can't go through the roof and the bed doesn't fit through the door. So Damar Rehuda, Rehuda says further, just to prove that last point, Amarav, Minayin L'chacham Shekfod B'mita Rishona, how do you know that the most honorable thing for a chacham is to stay on that first mita? Because it says, Shenemar, Vayakivu Es Aron Helo Kim El Agala Chadasha. They placed the Aron of Hashem on this new wagon. So that was a problem, Rashi says here. Rashi says, Osa Agala Sheshigru Plishim Ba, the wagon that the Plishim send, Ubosa Egla Hiviu David Mibes Abinadav Leir David. So what are we learning from all this? This is when they got punished for this.
Yeah, the Uzzah's gonna get killed in a few minutes. The Plishim sent it back on an Agala and then they put the Aron on a new Agala. You're not supposed to switch it.
So I guess the point is that this is the first time they ever put on a new wagon. Up until this point, they had the same Aron forever, the same wagon.
Well, I don't know, whichever wagon they pushed them said that, but you just it's not a cover to move it.
No, exactly. And therefore, just like it's not a cover to move the Aron, so too it's not a cover to move the mace. So they were stuck. So the Gemara says, what do they do? Paris Baba Bafku. They broke down the entranceway, made it wider, and fit through the Aron of Rav Huna. Pasach alei Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba opened up for a eulogy. Roy haya Rabbeinu shetisha alav Shechina. Rabbeinu Rav Huna was fitting to have the Shechina rest upon him. But ela shebavel garmalei. But being in Bavel in a place that was so dark and empty, he wasn't roy to have the Shechina shor alav. So Masiv Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista, he asked him that Amri lei Rav Chana bar Chista. Others say it was Rav Chana. They asked him. This is again the child. Going back to Rav Chista, I think himself, that Hayo Hoya Dvar Hashem El Yecheskel Ben Buzi HaKoin BeEretz Kazdim. Eretz Kazdim was Chutzlarts. So we see that he had the Shechina Shor Alav even in Chutzlarts. So Tafich Le Avu Desandel Rav Chista, the father of either of Nachman or Rav Chana, whichever one was talking, kicked him, hit him with a sandal. Amar Le Lava Mina Lecha Lach, did I not tell you Lo Titcher to Alma? Don't disturb people with these silly questions of yours. My hayu was hayamin sheyakvar, that this was what happened. The pasuk says hayo haya dvar Hashem, it was. It used to be dvar Hashem, could be shor on someone who's in Eretz Kazdim or anywhere else. But that's haya. The pasuk says that was. But no more do we have that bizman hazeh. So kiasku lahasam, when they brought Rav Huna to Eretz Yisrael to bury him, Amrulei, they said to him, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi. They said to Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi. Rav Huna, Asi, Rav Huna's coming. So Amru, they said, Ki Avina Hasam, when we were in Bavel with Rav Huna, this is Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi talking, Lahavalan Lidaluye Reishaminei, we couldn't raise up our heads to him, he was so great. Hashta, Asin and Hacha, now that we've come here, Asin Basar, and he follows us, meaning he's become secondary to us, and we're much greater than him. So I'm not sure that meant they weren't going to show many kavod after he died. So Amri Lahu, so they said, these messengers said to Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Aron Abba, his coffin's coming, not just Rav Huna, he's dead, his Aron. So Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Asi Nafik, they went out to greet the, to go to the Levaya. Rabbi Ila, Rabbi Hanina, Lo Nafik, they refused to go out. Ikda Ami, others say Rabbi Ila, Nafik, but Rabbi Hanina, Lo Nafik. They didn't go out. I don't know why they didn't go out, maybe they didn't find that it was worthy of their kavod. So the Nafik, my time, the Gemara asks, so those who went out, why did they go out? Because the Tanya, the Brisa says that when an Aron is over Mimakum Lamakum, the Aron's passing through from one place to the next, Omer din Allah Bashur, you're supposed to stand up and create a line and show kavod. The Omer, and you're supposed to say, Allah, Birchas Avelim Vasanchuni Avelim. So that makes sense why those who went out went out. But the Lonafik, those who didn't go out, my time. Why did Rabbi Hanina and perhaps Rabbi Allah as well, why did they refuse to go out to greet the coffin? My time, the Tanya. Because the Brisa says, "Ha'aron ha'over mimakum lamakum." If there's an aron going from one place to the next place, ain omdin ala b'shura. The halach is you don't stand in a shura while it passes from one place to the next. V'ain omrim ala birchas avelim v'tzanchuni avelim. And they had a different Brisa. So Gemara says, "Akasha hadade." Well, there's a steer in the Brisa. How do we paskin? Are you supposed to do omdin b'shura and say tanchumi avelim? Are you not supposed to when the aron's over mimakum lamakum? And so the Gemara says, Lokasha, there is no steer between the Braisas. They're talking about different circumstances. Kan Sheshilda Kayamas, one is where the entire body is intact, and Kan Shibishain Shilda Kayamas, when the body is not intact. So when the body is intact, you're supposed to show a Shura and a Bimanachim Avel, and when the body is not intact, then you're not supposed to. So Rav Huna Shilda Kayamas Hava. So everyone agreed Rav Huna's body was intact, so everybody should have went out to greet the body. So the Gemara says, Dilonafik, those who didn't go out, Lo Saimu Kamei, they didn't get the full report. They thought that maybe Rav Huna had died earlier, his bones were not intact anymore, and that's why they didn't go out. No one gave them the full report that Rav Huna's coming and his body is fully intact, and therefore you should go out and greet him. Samri Heichaninche. So they said, now that Rav Huna's body made its way to Eretz Yisrael, they said, where are we going to place him? Rav Huna rebates Torah Bi Yisrael. Rav Huna was a tremendous Marbitz Torah. Rabbi Chia rebates Torah B'Yisrael Hava, and Rabbi Chia was also. So it's very fitting for these two to be next to each other. So Man Ma'ale, so who's going to go bring Rav Huna in? Who's going to be, you have to go into this Ma'ara of Rabbi Chia. Now, not anybody could walk into this Ma'ara of the same cave as Rabbi Chia. So who's going to bring in the Arun of Rav Huna to Rabbi Chia? So Amar Lahu Rav Chaga said, Ana Ma'ale Nile, I'm going to bring him in. Why me? Because I was able to understand all of Talmud when I was just 18 years old. I never was a Balkari. And I was a servant of Rabbi Chia himself. So I'm very fitting and worthy of going into the Kever Rabbi Chia. I knew exactly what deeds he did, Maisim Tovim he did. The Yom Echad, one day, Asipicha Levitsua, the Tfilin, one day. One day, this is the famous Gemara that we have, some have the Minog, it's brought down in Mishabura. But one day, what happened? His Tfilin strap turned upside down, inside out. V'yosev Allah arbit Tanisa, and because of this, he took upon himself, Rabbi Chiya took upon himself to fast for 40 days. So that's where the practice comes down. If Tfilin falls on the floor, if the Sefer Torah falls on the floor, the practice is not to fast for 40 days, but to fast for one day. So anyways, Rav Chaga was certainly very accustomed to understanding Rav Chia's great Ma'isim Tovim, so he was fit to go in. So Rav Chaga goes in, brings in Rav Huna's Aron, Havagane Yehuda Mimina Davua. Now Yehuda, who was the oldest son of Rav Chia, was next to the Rav Chia himself on the right side. V'chizkiah, Mismol, Chizkiah was the younger son, he was on the left side. So Rav Chia, buried, was surrounded by his sons, each on one side. So what happened? So Amar Le Yehuda, the older brother, said to Yechizkiah, "Come miduchtech, get out of your place, move away, because delav arach ara de kam Rav Huna, it's not respectful for Rav Huna that you should stand waiting to be buried. So get out of here, move up." So b'hadei de kam, so Yechizkiah, the younger brother, got up, and kam b'hadei amuda denura, and a pillar of fire came up with it. So Chazi Rav Chaga saw this fire, ibayis, he got very scared. Zakfei Larona, so then he picked up Rav Huna's coffin to block himself from the fire, to protect himself. And Menafik Asa, and he left. So Haidelo Iyash Anish, and the reason why he wasn't harmed by this fire, Mishum de Zakfei Larona de Rav Huna, only because he had stood up, this coffin protected him. Otherwise, this fire would have singed him quite seriously. So, unclear what happened at that point. Rav Huna's coffin was left standing, maybe. I don't know if there's a end of the story here.
What happened to those two boys?
Well, those two boys were dead, so I don't know exactly what was going on. Something quite interesting was going on. I imagine there's something deeper going on than meets the eye. So then the Gemara says another ma'isa. Kinach nafshei de Rav Chista. When Rav Chista died, Savar lo suve sefer Torah apuriyeh, they wanted to do what we said above, to place the sefer Torah on his aron. Amalu Rabbi, what?
Yes, I'm saying that there's different thing versions. One is that his aron is
still there,
standing.
Okay, like the pillar of salt. So Amalu Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said to them, "Milsa de the Rabbi lo svirle, something that Rav Chista's Rebbe, namely Rav Huna, didn't hold of, wouldn't allow you to be in the same bench or bed as a Sefer Torah. On a nekim navi lay, we're going to make his Talmud be in the same bed as a Sefer Torah." So Savar de lo mishal karayu, the continue is going on, that after Rav Chista's Levaya, they didn't want to fix any of the tears. So Amar lehu Rabbi Yitzchak bar Ami, Chacham kevin shiachzir p'neyem ma'achari hamita sholin. The halach is that when a Chacham turns away from the Levaya, so then he is able to fix the tear. So kinach nafshei d'rabba bar Huna v'rav Hamnuna. When these two died, so Askia Lahasan, they brought them from Babel to Eretz Yisrael to be buried. So Gemara continues in Amud Beis now. Kimata Gishon, they arrived at a bridge. Kamu Gamle, the camels stopped. The camels that were taking them stopped. Amar Lahu Hahu Taya, a certain Arab said, "My hi, what's going on here? Let's just let's keep moving. Let's get these people buried." So Amar Leh, they said to him, "Rabbanan de Kav de Yikara Hadade, these rabbis who showed so much respect to each other, Mar Amar." So one says Mar Neil Barisha. One says you go first. Umar Amar Leh says no, Mar Neil Barisha, you go first. So there's a fight that's going on here between these two dead rabbis. Amar Dina Hu the Rabba Bar Huna Lyle Barisha. So the Rahar wanted the Baskin. Who should go first? He says it makes sense. Dina Hu that Rabba Bar Huna should go first because Khalif. So that's what he said. I don't know based on what. Doesn't say here. So apparently he was a great man and his father was a great man as well. That's what Rashi explains. How the Arab knew this, not sure, but he must have been familiar with the Jewish, the Talmidei Chachamim. So Chalav Gamle Dirabba Bar Huna. So his camel went first. And Nasur Kache Vishine Dahutaya. But the Arab's teeth fell out. Okay? So he made a bad decision. So Pasech Aleh Hahu Yanuka. So when a young boy opened up in a eulogy in a hesped, and he says, "Geza Yeshishim Allah Mibavel." A Talmud, I'm not sure the exact title they say, but a Talmud of Talmud Chacham came from Bavel. Vimo Sefer Mechamos, and with him he's got a book of wars. Kos V'kipud Huchpalo, And these places, Kas and Kippur, would have come together. Liros b'shod v'shever haba mishinar, to observe the bad, terrible things that have happened that came from Shinar. Remember, these eulogies were very poetic and unclear what they really meant. Katzif al-olamo, Hashem became angry on the world, v'chamas mimenu nefashos, and he took a nefesh from the world, v'sameach bem kechal chadasha, but Hashem is very happy as a new kala. Roche v'aravos sas v'samach, Hashem who rides on the rides above on the heavens with great simcha, b'voa elav nefesh naki v'tadaka, he's receiving back to the neshama of a pure and wonderful tzaddik. So, Kinach Nafshe de Ravino, and Ravina died, Pasach Alea Hu Saftana. A certain eulogist said, Timarim Haniu Rosh, the palm trees wave its top, Al Tzadik Katamar, over the death of a Tzadik who was like a Tamar, like a palm tree. Noshim Lelos, Kinosim Lelos Kiyamim, he made his nights like his days in his learning. Al Mason Lelos Kiyamim, and he made his nights like days, like we said. So, we should, Noshim, we should make our nights like days. Just like he made his nights like days. We should lament over his loss, like he spent all night learning, just like it was the daytime. So Amar Lei Rav Ashi Le Bar Kippok, he said to this individual, his name was Bar Kippok, Hahu Yoma Maya Amrus. That day when I die, he asked him, well, what are you going to say? Apparently Bar Kippok was a eulogist. He wanted to know, what are you going to tell me when I die? What's my hesped going to look like? So Amar Lei, people have been known to write their own obituaries. He wanted to know, the reputation to go down history, knowing and how exactly it's going to be. So Rav Ashi was concerned what his reputation had been and what it's going to be portrayed as. So Amar Lei, so the eulogist says to him, Amin, I'm going to say as follows. Im ba'razim nafla shel heves, if on cedar trees a flame has fallen, ma yasu ezove kir, what are the hyssops of the wall to do? Okay. Livyasam b'chaka ho'ala, and the Livyasan was taken from Ho'ala, taken from the from a hook. Ma yasu dige rukak. What are the what shall the small ones do? The small fish. Benachal shotev nafla chaka, into a flowing river. He fell. Ma yasi me gave him. What are the big? What are the small ponds going to do? So in essence, we were trying to describe, I think, that we lost a big Talmud Chacham. Rav Ashi was either a big tree or a big fish or a big river. So Amar Lei Bar Avin said, Chas v'shalom to say such a thing. Techaka v'shal heves b'tzadike amina. Has she ever mentioned a fish hook in a flame with regards to a tzaddik? That's not any way to describe a tzaddik. You should find better comparisons than that. So my Amar, so what would you say then? So I mean, I would say, "Bechul avelim, cry for the avelim, v'lo laveda. Don't cry for the lost object. Shila menucha, he's going to be fine up in Gan Eden. Cry for those who are missing him. Vanu lanacha, well, we the mourners, even though he's enjoying a menucha, anu lanacha, we are going to be sighing in tremendous despair." Chalish daita alayu, he was very dejected by this. It doesn't sound like much of a eulogy here. So v'sapach b'kirayu. And apparently his knees became inverted. So Ahu Yoma, that day when Rav Ashi died, Lo Asa Laspude, these eulogists refused to eulogize him because they realized what they had told him he's going to say. He was not very pleased with. So they walked away. We're not asked someone else to eulogize him. We're not going to participate. So Rava Kiava Asa Ladiglas, when Rava once went to the Tigris River, Amar Lei Le Bar Avin, he said to Bar Avin, Kum Ema Milsa, get up and say something. So he wanted to have a tefillah. What? That's Gibbalan? I did say right. The Damer Ravashi said, Lo bar kipok chalitz, lo bar avich chalitz. That neither one is fit to perform chalitza. What's the relevance of chalitza here? It's a reference to the chalitza of Avelis, I think. No? No, it's referring to actual chalitza. What's the relevance here? I'm sorry. That when I said before that the knees inverted, it wasn't Rav Ashi's knees that inverted. It was these eulogists' knees that were inverted, and therefore they were not able to perform chalitz anymore because their feet wouldn't fit in a shoe properly. That's what he meant by this. Fine. The Gemara now says Rava Kiava Asla Diglas. When Rava went to the river Diglas, Tigris, Amar Lei Le Bar Avin, he said to Bar Avin, Kum Ema Milsa, say a little tefillah for me that I should be able to pass over the river safely. Kaiv Amar, Sir Ba'avin gets up and says, Ba'u Rov Shlishis B'mayim, most of the majority, the third, has entered the water. Zechor v'rachem, remember them and have tremendous mercy. Okay? So, Tani macharecha kisha mibayla, we have left from you like a wife leaves her husband. Al taznichenu k'os meimara, don't forget us like the os of the bitter waters. Okay, that was his tefillah. Gemara now says, Simon Chanin Yochanan Zera Abba Yaakov Yossi Shmuel Chaya Menachem Simon. So Rabbi Chanin, Chosnei de Ben Nasi Hava, he was a son-in-law of the Nasi, and Lokahavi Le Beni, he didn't have any children. So Bai Rachmei Hava Havale, he davened, Rabbi Chanin davened hard, and eventually had a child. Hahu Yom de Havale Lenach Nafshe, the very day that he had a child, Rabbi Chanin, the father, passed away. Pasach Aleha Hahu Saftan, the eulogist said, Simcha Lesuga Nepcha, a simcha of the child turned quickly into a day of sorrow. Sasam v'yago nidbeku, sadness and joy clung together. Beis simchaso nenach, the time of a joyous occasion was a time of sighing. Beis chaninaso, the time of the showing favor of chaninino, they lost their favor. Asik lechanan al shmei, and they called the child Chanan based on his father's name. Gemara now says further, Kinach nafshei de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan died. Pasach alei Rabbi Yitzchak bar Elazar. He said the following eulogy: Kasha hayom li Yisrael ki yom bo hashemesh betzaraim. So difficult is the day to Klai Yisrael as is when the sun comes out in the middle of the afternoon when it's so hot. Dichsev haya bayom ahu, on that day veveisi hashemesh betzaraim. I'm going to bring the sun out to be very hot. Vamar Rabbi Yochanan ze yom shel Yoshia. This is the day it was so hot on the day that King Yoshia, when Yoshia died. But we see the eulogies were so short back then. Kinach nafshei de Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan died, Yosef Rabbi Ami Shiva Shloshim. He sat 30 days of Avelis. And Amar Rabbi Abba Brei de Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. Rabbi Ami de Ovid Legar Mudavi. He did this for himself. This is his own personal opinion. It's Das Yachid. But no one else held this way. The Talmud does a Shiva Shloshim for the Rebbe. Even a person's own Rebbe dies, Eina Yoshev Ella of El Yomechad, he only keeps Shiva for one day, but you don't keep a full 7 and 30. So then, Kinach Nafshe, the Rebbe Zera. When Rebbe Zera died, Pasach Alea Hu Safdana, the eulogist said, Eretz Shinar Hara Vialda. Eretz Shinar Bavel had become pregnant and gave birth to someone, namely Rebbe Zera. And Eretz Tzvi, namely Eretz Yisrael, Gidla Shashuah, had raised its delights. Reb Zera left from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. He famously fasted for 40 days in order to forget all the Torah he learned in Bavel. He felt that the Torah in Bavel was very inferior. He wanted a clean slate, fresh mind to learn the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. So he left from Eretz Yisrael, from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Oy na la amr Rakas, woe to her, says Rakas, which is Tiberia, ki avda kli chandasa, because we lost a beautiful, beautiful present gift. Kinach nafshi de Rabbi Abohu, achisa amude de Kesar Maya. When Rabbi Abohu died, so the pillars of Kesaria started to shed water, was crying. The Rabbi Yossi, when Rabbi Yossi died, shafu marzave di tzipori dama. So the gutters of Tzipori were spitting out blood. The Rabbi Yaakov, when Rabbi Yaakov died, ischamiu kochave bimama. The stars were visible during the daytime. I'm not sure the significance of that, but something that Tevel was changing. The Rabbi Asi Yakri call Ilane, every tree was uprooted. The Rabbi Chia Nichusib Kefe de Nur Markia, there were hail, still fiery stones coming from Shemayim. When Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Simai died, Ishtol Tamanaya Vahavu Lamachataya, there were images of idols that were flattened and became like just slabs of metal. The Rabbi Tanachon Bar Chia, Itzkatzitzu Alko Andartaya, that all the monuments of statues of kings were all cut down. When the Rebbe Eliyashiv died, Ichatru Shivin Machterasa ben Harda, there were 70 burglaries that went through Naharda. The Rav Hamnuna Nichisa Kefa Debar de Barkia, there were hailstones coming from Shemayim. When Rabbi Rav Yosef died, Nasha Kipe Defras Adade, the arches of the bridges of Euphrates were touching each other. And when the Abai Virava died, Nasha Kipe Deglas Adade, the arches of the bridge over the Tigris were touching each other. And Kinach Nafshe de Rav Misharshia, the palm trees produced thorns as opposed to dates. And we'll stop here, and Mitzvah Hashem will pick up on Monday night. So I think next week we're going to have it Thursday night.